Welcome to another episode of the Tariq Elite Radio Show. I am your gracious host. My name is Mr. Tariq Elite Nasheed. Glad to have everybody tuning in. We're going to chop up some good game on today's show as we always do. The phone number is 818-850-5404. Call in with your questions and inquiries. I'm going to chop up game with the family on today's show. Let me know what's on your mind. And what we're going to do is take a real quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to chop up some real good game right here on Tariq Elite Radio.
Hey, what's up? It's dating and life coach Mr. Locario. Go to badboymembership.com and master the dating game by joining my Bad Boy Membership Program. In this program, you'll receive 45 through 90 minute, easy to follow, step-by-step dating advice tutorials that's guaranteed to help you attract, date, and have sex with beautiful women. Join the Bad Boy Membership today by going to badboymembership.com. That's badboymembership.com.
If you have a business or a brand, you need a professional website. And Blackline Web Design offers websites at a price that you can afford. For only $200, you can get a customized 6-page website with amazing features like a photo gallery, options to include your logo and professional images, Google Maps, and so much more. Grow your brand and increase your sales with this website. Visit them today and use the coupon code Tariq20 to get $20 off. BlacklineWebDesign.com. That's BlacklineWebDesign.com. Are you officially ready to start your business? Are you a startup company seeking funding or a small business loan to get your business off the ground? Then let the team at Central Treasury handle the process for you. They will take care of officially filing your corporate documents with the state and getting your company funded through the government and investors. Visit centraltreasury.com/business for more information. If you have business plans, corporate filings, the whole nine yards, they take care of that. The team is also available by telephone at 305-965-1255. That's centraltreasury.com/business.
You're now tuning into the king of game, Tariq Elite, on Tariq Elite Radio.
Hey, I am back. Welcome back, everybody, to the Tariq Elite Radio Show. I am your gracious host, Mr. Tariq Elite Nasheed. Glad to have everybody tuning in. Don't forget, man, I'm going to be doing a lecture November 14th in Toledo, Ohio. I will give you guys more details and information coming soon on where you can get your tickets and all that. But I want all my Ohio people and all the people that's in central surrounding areas to come out and join me when I do my lecture out there in Ohio. Got a lot of folks calling right now. Let's hop right on the phones immediately. What's up? Who's calling?
Yo, yo, what's up, player? This is Rory calling from VA. I'm calling from Norfolk, Virginia.
There you go. What's going on, Rory?
Not much, man. I'm out here modulating, man, on this nice, beautiful day out here in VA, man. I just wanted to call and chop up game with you.
No doubt. What's on your mind?
Man, I just been seeing out here, man, especially in Virginia, I've been seeing a big inflation of black women, you know, with all the enhancements as far as like life, like blood injections, lip injections, man. I just want to know what's going on with that, because I thought sisters was naturally blessed with that. But I see them going out and getting a lot of surgeries to get that taken care of.
Yeah, man, there's a lot of competition out here, man. There's a lot of competition now. And, you know, everybody's trying to step their game up as far as looks-wise, because now you got the Twitter and the Instagram models that you got to compete with. Back in the day, You just had to compete with people in real life in everyday interactions. But now you got to compete with people all up on Instagram and all this old stuff. So you gotta really step your game up in this environment to really stand out if that's what you want to do. Now, a lot of people need to depend on their personality, because you can have all the enhancements and all that old stuff, but if you don't have the personality to hold the attention of people that you interact with, then that's something else. But right now, we live in an attention-whoring stage. Now, everybody just wants to be seen. And we got to get into a stage where not only are you seen, you are being dealt with and you're having interactions that's constructive. That's what we really need to focus on, because you can have all the ass in the world, but if you got the kind of personality that makes a nigga want to hit it and then slide you back to the curb, then those enhancements don't mean anything. You just motherfucker getting attention until you fall off. So we got to focus on our personalities out here in the game, man. But anyway, thanks for the call, fam.
All right, thanks, man. Have a good one.
No doubt. That's why, man, y'all need to step your game up by getting my lectures. My Code of Conduct lecture is available. My International Racism lecture is available at TariqRadio.com. I want you guys to listen to that. And you can stream it online. Get those lectures and stream those right after you listen to today's show. Because we got to get our mouthpiece together. We got to get our mind game together. That's very important. Let's see who else we got on the phone. What's up? Who's calling?
Hello, Tariq.
Hey, who is this?
Hi, this is Nadia. I'm calling from Australia. I just can't believe I got through.
Yes, indeed. How are you, Nadia? What's going on out there in the down under?
Oh, look, I'm great, Tariq. I'm thrilled to talk to you. I'm coming to New York on Monday, so I'm just in Canberra right now. I don't know if you've ever been out this way. I know you've been to Australia, but have you been to Canberra?
No, I was in Sydney. I was in Sydney for the most part.
Oh, well, that's my hometown.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. So what's going on?
Tariq,
what's on your mind?
So I must be honest. Look, I haven't been listening to the show. I actually found out that you were live through Instagram.
Okay.
So apologies if this is out of context. But what I wanted to know was what you think about just with down low men in general. Like, if a man has any sexual experience with other men, even if it's just like kissing or something like that, is he to be avoided? Is he to be charged to the game, as you would say?
If you're a lady, yes, absolutely, because he's gay. See, we have all these little things now that people throw out. Well, he's bisexual, he's bi-curious, then they got trans, gender, all these different names for dudes. It's just gay. Yeah, you're just gay. If you kiss a dude, you're gay. If you do anything sexual with another dude, you're gay.
Reason I ask is because, you know how with us women, it's a lot more fluid. Like, most women have, you know, done something with a woman at the club back in the day or whatever, but with men, I just wondered what the new rules were on that. So thank you for putting me up on game.
No problem. Thank you so much. Yeah, look, with dudes, with women is different. Women kiss and, you know, they kiss and sometimes they might even finger each other, but they can get their minds right. You dig? A lot of women have had all types of experiences, and then after a while, they say, you know what? I like dick. Let me just go get me a cool dude, you know. It was cool getting ate out in college. So they'll charge that experience to the game and then go ahead and do something else, or they'll just become a full-blown stud. Either or. But see, with dudes are different. If a dude penetrates another man, you get penetrated. A lot of times you want to get penetrated again. That's totally different. There's a psychological thing there with getting penetrated by another dude. It ain't like he's gonna snap out of that shit. It's a whole big thing. It ain't like that's just a little college fling. You know, that's why these dudes, they be old as hell going in bathrooms, tapping each other on the foot, making dick signals. Totally different thing. I was looking at the new episode of Love and Hip Hop, and they got these gay rappers on there. These dudes, they're gay rappers, and they're like in a relationship. So black people got to be very particular about understanding what the deal is, because a lot of the gay culture is being pushed on black so-called society. And black society is just a result of white supremacy, by the way. But that's a whole different story. But a lot of the gay culture is being pushed. And I'm not saying gay culture is good, bad, right, or wrong, but I'm saying we got to look at why is it being pushed on us. Like, okay, hey, look, this ain't so bad. Why don't you try it? Whenever the white supremacists come with us or come to us with something like that, we always have to question it. Anything that they're trying to promote with us, we always have to question their motives. But I digress.
What's Hello?
Up? Hey, what's up? Who's calling?
What's going on? My name is Tutong. I'm coming from West LA.
What's up, Tutong?
First time caller. How you doing, sir?
What's up, Tutong? I know I knew a player from the streets named Tutong from back in the day, man. How long you been out here in L.A.?
I've been out here. I'm born and raised from L.A., man.
Okay.
And I got a question I wanted to ask you, some advice.
Go ahead, fam.
So, look, I'm in my 30s. You know, I'm well into my career. I got recently accepted to graduate school to go get some specialized knowledge in real estate development. I got a scholarship to go. I'm also working on a startup company. Should I go out there and spend, you know, the time and the energy to go and get that formal education while building, you know, a startup company? Or should I just stay here and, you know, do a 9-to-5 and try to, you know, build it on the side and get into the game that way as far as being a professional entrepreneur?
Now, where do they want to send you?
You said where do they want to send me?
Yeah.
You mean which school, right?
Oh, yeah, which school? Where are you going? Where are you going?
Washington, D.C., Johns Hopkins University on scholarship to study real estate development.
Okay, and the scholarship is paid for in the whole shebang?
Not 100%. It's probably going to be about 70%. I'd say 50 to 70%. So I might have to put up some cash to do it. And my wife is making good money. I might have to, you know, leave her in Cali so I won't, you know, cut off her income while, you know, to come out there and do it. So it's kind of a conundrum.
Okay, yeah, yeah. Okay, now, I didn't know you had a wife. See, that's a whole different thing right there because, you know, I don't like the idea of couples having to leave and all that without something being guaranteed. How long have you been married, by the way, Tom?
I've been married for 3 years now. It's gonna be the third year.
Okay, how old are you and your wife, by the way?
I'm 33 and she is 31 years old.
Okay, y'all.
She's doing well. Yeah. I'm doing cool, but you know, I need to step up because you know she's really, you know, killing it right now, and I'm trying to, you know, do my thing as well. But it's kind of a difficult, you know, decision to make. You feel me?
Right. Y'all have any kids?
No kids yet.
Okay. Now, if you were younger, like I would say in your early 20s and just not in a marriage, I would say, yeah, go out there just to get the experience. But now you're in your 30s and now you're pretty much established. So I would say just do what you need to do here. I would say don't go there because you already, you know, you got your wife, you're in a situation. So you can build something where you are right now. Your wife is doing her thing. So that's a plus. So she has your back.
Uh-huh.
So I would say stay here and just go ahead and get it cracking right here where you are right now since you're already established.
And that's even if she's already ahead of me. I mean, I'm kind of established, but I'm still kind of in that in-between. You know, I'm in that in-between stage. You feel me? So I'm really trying to step up to be on her level, but that's going to take some time and sacrifice to do it here.
Right. All right. But don't compete with your wife. It's almost like you guys are in it together. You're talking about stepping up,
right,
being on each other's level. You're already in it together, so there shouldn't be any competition. But I understand as a man, you want to be thorough. But don't get out that competition thing with your wife, man. You guys are watching each other's back. Stay here. Support your wife. Have her support whatever you do, and you guys build from there, all right?
Hey, big homie. Much appreciated, folks.
Thanks for the call, man. Yes, indeed. I don't like to see couples, especially they're established, I don't want them to have to leave each other and all that, because that's when the bullshit starts happening. You know, you don't want to do that. I want my man to stay here. I don't want my man to go off to school and then he come back early, come back home and hear this in the driveway, you know? Hear that coming home from school.
Oh, God.
Yeah,
God.
A nigga in there dicking wifey down, you did, because he's been gone too long. So I don't want that to happen. Let's see who we got on the phone. What's up? Who's calling?
Hey.
Hey.
Tariq, this is Alicia from Omaha, Nebraska.
What's your name, sweetie?
My name is Kalisa.
Kalisa, Kalisa, did you guys contact me about doing a lecture before?
Actually, no. I'm friends with you on, I'm following you on Twitter and on Facebook.
Okay.
I'm Kay Hill.
Okay, because there was somebody in Omaha, because I didn't know there were too many black folks out there, but evidently,
yeah,
they wanted me to do a lecture out there. But what's going on, Kalisa?
Yeah, I would love for you to come out here and do a lecture. It's a lot of people that need to get woken up out here. I don't know what's wrong with these people. I'm not from here.
Yeah.
But I've been raised here. And, yeah, I would love that.
Yes, indeed. Yes,
but
indeed.
I support everything what you do. I have much respect for you. I didn't think you were going to answer, but...
I answered, yes, indeed. So what else is on your mind?
Well, okay. I have a 5-year-old daughter. She goes... Because more, she just started school, and I noticed that it's like a lot of Caucasians there. Like, it's more white people than black.
Right.
And it's not sitting too well with me, so I was just, you know, like, I think I'm going to just have her finish out this year to see how it goes. But I'm thinking about changing her school. But then with that, if I change her school... She might have a problem with some of the black people here. Because
right.
These people are kind of hateful. They're real jealous of one another. And I just don't know what to do.
And I feel you. I feel you 100%. This is why I'm a big supporter of independent African-centered schools. I literally go out of my way to find African-centered schools and support them financially because we need them just for situations like you're talking about. And my young sons, they're going to be going to regular school pretty soon. Right now, they're in preschool, and I have my oldest son, he's 2.5, and I have him in an African-centered school, which is private. And, you know, I worry about sending him to a school with other non-black people because, you know, you get a lot of bullshit. Also,
right.
Sending them to a school that, like a public school, full of black kids, and the school is controlled by the white supremacists, that's just as bad because now you got a bunch of little white supremacists who are black. They think like white supremacists because they think of hating each other because they've been raised by hood rats and public schools are shit, so you got to deal with that. So this is why we have to get into situations where we control our curriculum and we got to look and seek out other independent black schools in our cities. Even if it's small, I know there has to be something out there in Omaha. And if there's not, we need to start creating something out there. So
okay.
I feel you. I feel you 100%. And I would say for the time being, let your daughter finish out school at that spot she's in now. Because it's
okay.
Like, you know... Unless we're running our own schools, we're in the same boat. If you send your kid to the little hood public schools that's been gentrified out and that all the black people have been shipped to because our public schools, we don't have any black schools. We have schools where black people are shipped to. We have plantations.
Yeah.
They're nothing but plantations with white supremacist teachers throwing them in special ed and the whole shebang. So this is why we literally got to create our own curriculum in our own schools. But anyway, thank you for the call, sister.
Yeah, thank you.
Yes, indeed. Man, that's why I'm so big on that. That's why I'm so big on independent black schools. We really need those, fam. Because again, I don't want my kid to have to go to a school that's predominantly non-black and then, you know, one day he comes home and I had to explain to him why somebody then called him something crazy. You understand? Because again, black people think that being tokenized, being that token black person in certain schools, that's going to somehow make you special and save you from systematic white supremacy, and it's not. And again, the public black schools, this is private black schools are different because these are schools that we can control. And there's a different energy. There's a different aura. That hater shit ain't up in there like it is in the black public schools. That self-hate that we have a lot of in the black public schools. Because they teach you self-hate in these black public schools. All they do is teach you slavery and civil rights and half-ass everything else. But I digress. Let's see who's on the phone. What's up? Who's calling?
Yo, Freeze, what's up? Yo, it's Kwame from T-Dot. What's going on, man?
I'm good, man. What's on your mind?
Yo, I'm chilling. I just wanted to ask you a simple question. Okay, this weekend, there's the Floyd Mayweather fight, right? The boxing fight that's going on?
Yes.
With Mayweather and Mato, supposedly his last fight. I've been told this is an Al Heyman event. I'm hearing a lot more about Al Heyman and pretty much how he's monopolizing boxing and whatnot. And I think it's even the government is after him and whatnot. He's an interesting case, but one thing about him is he's very, I guess, discreet. Like, you don't really hear info about him and whatnot. So I was trying to figure out from you if, like, you heard anything about him or what's his background and whatnot, because he's a brother and he's doing his thing.
Yeah.
And on top of that, he's getting a lot of money with his boxing thing and making a lot of boxers money, but you don't really hear his story and whatnot.
Right.
So I wish, and I've told you in the past to speak about him. I just want to hear about him, like something about him.
Yes,
like his story.
Okay. Okay. I'll touch on that. Thanks for the call, man. But yeah, my man is talking about boxing promoter Al Heyman. Now, Al Heyman has been around for years. I've been hearing Al Heyman's name ever since I was a child. He's been around for years. He started off as a promoter for concerts. I remember he was always like, I think he was connected to the Budweiser Superfest, something like that, where they would get a lot of black R&B groups together and have these big concerts, especially when I was living down in Birmingham, Alabama. I would hear his name a lot. They would bring the Gap Band and Frankie Beverly and all these groups. I think he was even managing Frankie Beverly, because I know every time there was a Frankie Beverly concert, his name was attached to it. So Al Heyman has been around since, from my understanding, since at least the late 70s. Promoting concerts and events. And he's always been a very low-key dude. Then he discreetly got into the boxing promoting game. And Al Heyman deliberately is discreet. He's very deliberately discreet. He doesn't want his face out there. I think you can find about 3 pictures of Al Heyman that exist. Al Heyman don't really take no pictures. If you do a Google search, it's about 3 pictures of him. Not too many pictures of him. He don't do interviews like that. That man just low-key stacks his paper, which is how you're supposed to do. We got to know how to low-key get our money and control our money and control distribution. So he understood the game early. He knew not to put his name out there so he can get any kind of controversies. He's been a very low-key, discreet brother, and he's been making money hand over fist. And he took the boxing world by storm. And when they had people like Floyd Mayweather getting rid of all of the Bob Arums and all these other guys, these other white boxing promoters, because boxing has always been controlled by the mafia and all that old shit. So the white boxing promoters, they've been around for decades, robbing people, raping people out of money. And it was cool when they were doing it. Now you got a black man out here doing things legit. He ain't robbing, raping anybody. He's paying these black boxers what they deserve to be paid. He ain't fucking them like all these other mafia bosses and these other white promoters were doing for years. That's why so many black boxers end up broke. So Al Heyman stepped up, understood the game, started managing the game, making money hand over fist, and they've been bringing in some of the biggest paydays that boxing has ever seen. Now, all of a sudden, the white supremacists want to cry foul. Oh, wow, he's monopolizing the game now. I know moist-ass Oscar De La Hoya, I think he tried to file a lawsuit against Al Heyman, because, see, the white supremacists, one thing, they don't like you making more money than them. The minute you start making more money than the white supremacists, all the red flags go up. When they find out a nigga that made more money than them somewhere, hell no. Nigga, they go on alert when they find out a white supremacist that made some money, more money than them. When we did our movie, when I did my movie, The Eugenist, my horror movie that you guys can get on iTunes. Y'all can watch my horror movie, The Eugenist, on iTunes. Now, we shot this movie. It's a low-budget film. You know, it's a cool film. Not my greatest, but it's a cool film. We shot it in 7 days, all right? real cool film. We shot it real quick. It's cool for what it was. And I had different races of young actors in the movie. And I had a white girl, a Latina, black Latina, had a black man as the lead, another couple of white cats in it. So it was a mixed cast. Now, the brother Niall, my lead actor, because he was the lead guy and he was in the movie the most, because we paid people, you know, we paid them different rates, like day rates. I paid them on a day rate basis. And some people work 2 or 3 days because they got killed off very quickly in the movie. So if you got killed off, that was it. All right, have a good day. You dig? So the people who got paid the most were the people who lived the longest in the movie. Now, there were some people who got killed in the first 5 seconds of the movie. So the main actor, the black guy, Niall, he was in the movie the longest. So obviously he got paid the most because he actually worked every day of the movie. And the white girl, one of the white girls in the movie, she found out how much that he got and that we took care of his hotel and all that stuff. So she started tripping out. This is after the movie's done. We wrapped and everything. I'm back in L.A. Everything is done. The movie's wrapped. But, you know, she was corresponding with different folks from the movie. And she found out, the white chick found out that a couple of the black people got a little more money than her. So she called us like, where's her money? I'm like, what the fuck you mean? Where's your money? We paid you what we said you were going to get paid. Oh, no, I heard that Niall got more money and they did this and they did that. I was like, he's the star of the movie. Well, I feel like I should have gotten more money, too. And she just kind of went on calling me and my assistant just on and on about how she thinks now that she deserves more money. And I told her she can eat a dick. You agreed to what we offered you. You took it. Keep that shit pushing. Get out the next motherfucker's pocket. Get out the next person's pocket. But the thing is, her thing was on some low-key white supremacist shit. How come all the black folks got more money than me? It was that shit. Then it got into some old white privilege shit. I deserve more money. No, you don't. Now, we're cool now, but I had to let her know. I'm not giving you shit. You can call over and over, but no. We gave you what we said we're going to give you. But a lot of people in the dominant society think like that. They don't want no black person making more paper than them. Let me see who else is on the phone. What's up? Who's calling?
Hey, what's up, man? This is Jimmy from the Bay Area, man.
What's up, Jimmy from the Bay? What's on your mind, man?
I have a relationship question.
Go ahead. I'm doing relationship questions, too. What's up?
Is it true that Peter caught you and Tommy fucking?
Oh, no. That was me and your grandma, nigga. That was me and your grandma. I was titty fucking your grandma, nigga. I was titty fucking. It was good, but the bitch's dentures came out and scratched my balls. All right? Now get the fuck off my phone, you bitch ass nigga.
Get your ass off.
Get off here, nigga.
Get out of here, you damn nigga.
Fuck out of here. All right, anyway. Call me with that shit. All right, what's up? Who else we got on the phone? What's up? Who's calling?
Oh, yo, Tariq, what up?
Okay, first of all, nigga, why are you whispering?
Oh, no, I was just checking, because, like, it's different phones, so, like, sometimes it's too loud, and sometimes they're, like, pretty light, so I have to check.
Okay, sound
long
like you sound like...
from Canada.
Okay, I was about to say, you sound like you're from Canada. You got a Canadian accent. What's going on, man? What's on your mind?
Yo, okay, brother, I have a question. How come all these black guys keep going and joining the military when the military ends up going and killing black people in the streets?
Well, the thing is, man, in a system of white supremacy, they create a system of economic deprivation where you just need money. You need to do anything for money. So if you get an opportunity to make money, no matter how immoralic it is, you'll take that opportunity, unfortunately. So that's just the way the game goes when you are in a system of economic deprivation. That's why you have Western-funded groups like Boko Haram over in Africa that's funded by the West. You understand? Because they have a situation of economic deprivation, and then they say, hey, look, we'll give you some money and some fresh guns and fresh gear and food and water if you take your guns over here and attack that African group. So that's how white supremacy operates. That's why we got to be on that black empowerment level, fam. All right, but thank you for the call. Let me get some more calls here. What else we got on this phone? What's up? Who's calling?
Hey, hey, how you doing, Tariq? It's T-Wise from Chicago.
Hey, man, what's on your mind, fam?
Nothing major. I'm actually not even listening to the show. I was just calling. I saw your Instagram post. I was calling to see what you guys were talking about.
Hey, man, what, we talking about whatever, man. What's on your mind? Relationship problems?
Oh, okay, okay. That's cool. That's cool. Okay, so I got a question. I just recently broke up with my baby mom. My baby real young, 7 months or whatever, and she was talking to another guy. Not like they weren't fucking or nothing, but, you know, she was talking, you know, to him. You know, I've been listening to you for a minute, so I take a lot of your advice.
Right.
And I'm wondering if, you know, because I broke it off with her, you know, I put on timeout and everything. Like, to her, it's not a timeout, but to me, it is. And I'm wondering, like, should I try to rekindle that sometime down the line, or what's your opinions on that? What
now,
should I do?
Okay, now let me ask you this. Now, how old is your lady and how old are you? Well, your ex-lady.
I'm 20 and she's 21.
Okay, so y'all both young. Now, first of all, who is this dude she was talking to? Was she talking to him on the phone? How was she talking to him?
I don't want to take up a lot of your time, so I'm going to try to keep this real short and sweet. You know, when we first started talking, I had a friend that was a girl. She was an actual friend. I didn't look at her like that. We just grew up together. She was a tomboy.
Stop. Slow down. I asked the question. I just need a bam. Was she talking to the dude on the phone? Just real answer that.
It was like they was texting, but it was inappropriate text messages.
Oh, okay, like but what? Like what? What was the text messages saying?
Like they talking about like when the last time he fucked, and I mean, she asked him when the last time he had sex, and just talking about inappropriate shit. Like, to my understanding, that was just a friend. Because she's been knowing him before me, but you picked 3 years into our relationship and we got a daughter to, you know, talk about shit like this, you feel me?
Yeah, well, she's definitely,
and, you know,
all,
and
yeah,
me,
for her to
and
have
me,
a,
you know,
her,
listening
her,
to you.
Now, she didn't, for her to have a kid, the girl just had a damn baby, and she's on here texting with another dude talking about fucking. So you might have a ratchet on your hands, brother, because that sounds like some real ratchet shit.
But this is what I was saying, you know, even before my daughter was born, I was like, maybe when we was young, I was like, maybe we probably need to see other people, you feel me, shit like that. And, you know, she would play that love card, like, I only want you for the rest of my life and shit. And, you know, I'm trying to be more logical than emotional, and I'm trying to tell her, like, you know, as we get older, you're going to be experiencing different things, working at other jobs, you might see something you might like. And you know, she didn't want to hear that shit, so...
But it's all about, forget about what she wants, because again, there's people out there who will do dirty little shit and still want you to act right and still want the relationship. So, you know, they want that security, and that's not your job to give ratchet security. If you got a ratchet chick, you need to say, hey, I got a ratchet ass chick that I might have to charge to the game. Now, that was inappropriate for her. Now, again, she's going through learning and growing pain. She is young. So sometimes we got to let people know what we will accept and what we will not accept. So I can chop that up a little bit to youth, so now she knows better. You got to establish, now this is up to you, to say, hey, look, you can't be talking to no niggas at all while you're dating me. If you're talking to, I don't give a fuck if you knew the nigga since you were 5. We're in a relationship now, so you talking to these other dudes, that's just inappropriate. Now, if you feel like you got a desire to keep in touch with these niggas, well, then I just can't fuck with you. And you got to stand on that. You understand?
Yeah,
so
all this shit should be happening. Okay, go ahead.
All this shit should have been nipped in the bud early. The first text should have been nipped in the bud. Like, who the fuck is that nigga you texting? It shouldn't even gotten to the point of, y'all, they talking about sex and who fucking who. No, you got to nip that shit in the bud, pimpin'. You understand that?
Yeah, I understand.
There you go, man. So go nip it in the bud with her ass. Go have a conversation with her today and let her know what the rules are. Let her know, like, hey, look, we're going to get this thing cracking.
But hey, Tariq, you know, I mean, since I'm, you know, I was being favored, I'm single, you know, I'm getting a lot of, you know, cooperation from women and shit. So that's why I'm like, later on down the line, should I try to, you know, for the sake of my daughter, or, you know, that's what I was kind of asking.
I mean, shit, if you want to be in a relationship, I'm just telling you what to do. Now, if you single and ready to mingle, go out there and get it popping. You dig? But I'm just saying, if you do decide to get back with your baby's mom, you need to set those ground rules down, because that's a whole different thing. She on here texting with niggas. You don't know what they talking about. That nigga can be in her head trying to get his plot game on or whatever to get you set up or whatever. So you got to nip that in the bud. Now that you're single, I say go out there, mingle a little bit, get it in a little bit, test the waters a little bit before you get back with baby mom, and then you can probably have a clear mind on what you really want to do. All right?
I understand that. Thanks, Tariq.
Thanks for the call, man. Come on, man. Y'all got to stop trying to, just because y'all niggas done popped out a kid with one of these fucking ratchets, that don't mean that she ain't ratchet no more. Y'all think that just because one of these motherfuckers done gave birth, that they gonna stop doing little ratchet shit, that they've elevated to some type of Mother Teresa level. That ain't the case. Ratchets give birth all the time, and that don't change their ratchetness. They'll drop that baby off at Nana's house and go back out there in the streets and start plopping other dicks in their mouth like corn dogs. Y'all get off that my baby mama shit. You got a ratchet in your life. And acknowledge that. Stop trying to make more out of these ratchets than they are. A ratchet is a damn ratchet, whether they give birth or not. Let's get one more call in here, because we're going to get up out of here in a second. What's up? Who's calling?
Hi, this is Sharon calling from Miami. How are you today, Tariqa Lee?
Hey, Sharon, how are you, love?
Wonderful. I saw your Instagram post, so I decided to call in, but I just saw a Facebook post with Dr. Umar Johnson.
Yes.
And he was discussing the IQ test.
Yes.
And he was talking about systemic racism, and it was quite interesting to note that he is making this, making us aware that this is IQ test that people always talk about, how individuals say, well, your son's IQ was below 100, and a lot of parents didn't know that that last portion of the test, verbal comprehension, was a factor that was not a learned behavior in the schools because of the poor quality of teacher education in the inner city schools.
Absolutely.
I recently worked with the National Council on Teacher Quality conducting a study in Miami-Dade. And in District 1 and 2 of Miami-Dade County Public Schools, we have the lowest scores because the teacher turnaround and teacher quality, not saying that every teacher does not know how to teach, but we do not have effective teachers in our lower performing schools and areas.
Absolutely.
So our parents need to know that they need to go into these schools and demand that their teachers are high quality teachers or highly qualified teachers that are remaining in the schools, and not just because they want to stay there for 3 years for, you know, to get their student loans paid off. They have to be dedicated to our community.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, and we talked about that in Hidden Colors 1. We talked about that whole IQ test and how that's a farce.
Right.
That was some shit that was created by the Nazis and in Germany. So that
right,
it always
right.
had a racial undertone to it. And they like to throw that IQ thing on black people. But we always...
Exactly.
We point out that African immigrants come over here and outperform everybody, not only in America, but in Canada and Europe. So all that black
yes,
people have a
absolutely.
Low IQ, that's a crock of bullshit. It's the way that we're miseducated with these schools out here. And I was talking earlier
absolutely.
To the sister about how it's important for us to own our curriculum. And this is why we do the Hidden Colors series. But I totally agree with what you're saying, sister. Thank you so much for the call.
And I applaud you. I watch all your Hidden Colors. My brother is an avid fan, avid watcher. He got me into watching you, and I'm going to tell you, you're doing a great job. I love listening to you. I love watching everything that you do and keep educating our black people. I thank you for that.
Much respect, ma'am. Yes, indeed. We got to, dude, these white supremacists, man, they do not play games with maintaining white supremacy. They do not play games with maintaining white supremacy. We think that they will not harm our children. We think that they think like us. They will get your child with a straight face and miseducate that child. With a straight face. This is why we got to support those African-centered schools everywhere. Y'all let me know if you got an African-centered school. Let me know where you are, family. If there's an African-centered school in your city, email me so we can put that up on melanoidnation.org. That's what we need to do, because a lot of people are talking about this education thing. This is what all my listeners, I want y'all to do. Let me know all the African-centered schools in your towns so that we can make a list of them so people will know where to go. We're going to do that on Melanoid Nation this week. Email me. My email is info@tariqelite.com. info@tariqelite.com. Let me know the names and the addresses of some of the African-centered schools and their websites. And I'm talking about the legitimate ones, not a motherfucker who's got like a trap house with a coloring book in there talking about that's an African-centered school. No, motherfucker. I'm talking about a real chartered African-centered school with real black students in there that they're teaching. Let me know where they are so we can put it up on melanoidnation.org so we can start letting people know where to go in these cities so we can support these schools and let us know the grades. This is, we're going to get this thing cracking right now, family. Anyway, y'all, let me get up out of here. Don't forget, family, go to TariqElite.com. Get those brand new RBG t-shirts at TariqElite.com. Get them today. Get the brand new Melanoid Nation flags and wave those flags up high. You can get those at TariqElite.com as well. Or at MelanoidNation.org. Everybody, go to MelanoidNation.org and donate to MelanoidNation.org. And also, we're still looking for more writers for MelanoidNation.org. So email me at info@TariqElite.com and we can chop up game about that. Anyway, y'all, I'm out of here. I will see you guys on this Sunday's Ustream show. I will holla.